One of the nations most directly concerned with the military campaign in Afghanistan is neighboring Iran. The Iranian government has long been a vocal opponent of Afghanistan's Taliban government, even providing arms and other supplies to anti-Taliban guerrillas. But over the past few days, Iranian officials have been increasingly critical of the airstrikes in Afghanistan. NPR's Julie McCarthy joins us now from the Iranian capital, Tehran. Julie, what are Iranian leaders saying about the situation in Afghanistan?
Well, the Iranian leadership has issued some pretty harsh assessments of the U.S. and British strikes. This week, President Mohammad Khatami called for an immediate end to the strikes against Afghanistan. He said they were causing a, quote, human catastrophe. He also said in the aftermath of the attacks on the United States, there was an appropriate atmosphere to launch an international dialogue about ways to combat terrorism. But the president implied that that's been dissipated by the airstrikes, and he's pushing for a United Nations solution to bring the perpetrators of the attacks on the United States to justice. Hashimi Rafsanjani, who's the arbiter of all policy disputes in Iran, said that the United States was trying to influence the entire region of Central Asia and, in fact, surround Iran. And another consistent theme that the government is sounding concerns U.S. designs on oil. The head of Iran's National Security Council, Hassan Rouhani, said because of oil in the Caspian Sea, oil in the Persian Gulf, the Americans are bringing their army to the region, and that Osama bin Laden is just an excuse to further U.S. ambitions for more oil reserves. So the concern in Tehran is that the U.S. is here for the long term now, with some long-range ambitions to secure their own economic prosperity at the expense of the region.
There were some extraordinary expressions of sympathy, though, from Iranians for the victims of the September 11th terrorist attacks in the U.S. Where would you say public sentiment in Tehran is now?
Well, there were, Robert, but I think the mood has swung from great sympathy for the Americans to great sympathy for the people of Afghanistan. The Iranians who were teeming around the central bazaar in Tehran told me today how they had stopped in their tracks on September 11th in disbelief as they watched the horror unfolding at the World Trade Center, and the disbelief that anyone could carry out such an atrocity in the name of Islam. And people seemed genuinely horrified at the perversion, they say, has been visited on the Muslim religion by the perpetrators. They quote the teachings of the Quran to you, saying, if you kill one innocent person, it's as if you kill an entire nation. And they'll also turn around and just as quickly now quote another verse in the Quran that prohibits, even in wartime, the killing of innocent women and children. So yes, the Iranian public says the perpetrators deserve justice, the United States deserves to mete out justice, but that you cannot find justice if in the process innocent people get killed in attempts to destroy Osama bin Laden's network.
But you say you've been talking to the man or the woman in the street in Tehran. Have there been organized protests against the bombing of Afghanistan?
Not yet. Tomorrow there will be organized protests. They are scheduled to be taken to be held at following Friday prayers. There has been a vigil outside the United Nations here. About 500 students from Tehran University had held an all-night vigil in protest to what's going on in Afghanistan. So there are emotions. There are some expressions, but nowhere near the kinds of expressions you have seen so far in other countries in the region.
And preparations for a new influx of refugees from Afghanistan?
Well, the head of the Red Cross in Iran said that the country's not ready to accept any more refugees. They have about 2 million here. And he said once we do get ready, we can't settle any more than 500,000 more. The authorities did say that they would set up about 8 camps, but only inside Afghanistan.
Thank you, Julie. NPR's Julie McCarthy in Tehran.